This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and I did not test my voice in my radio. No, let them hear what I go through to try and get ready for this before going on the air. So here we are. Hopefully it'll get a little bit better. Pretty day out there. Looks like it's, is this today the last day of duck season, I believe? I believe it is. Next Saturday, the last day of Canada goose season. New numbers are out from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as reported by Ducks Unlimited or ducks.org, if you would. Fish and Wildlife Service approved changes to the bag limits for the Atlantic flyway, mallards, and Canada geese for 2019 and 2020. Changes were made at the recommendation of the Atlantic Flyway Council. Council contains representatives from all the agencies that have management responsibilities for migratory birds in the flyway. The council determines actions required for sound migratory game bird management, makes recommendations to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Ducks Unlimited plays no role in setting bag limits or hunting seasons for waterfowl. That would be the responsibility under the federal guidelines of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. Now, 2 weeks in a row, we had representatives from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Flyway Council member, Flyway representative, and our wildlife waterfowl managers, game bird and waterfowl managers here in studio on the pre-recorded show. I was hoping last week when we came back that we would hear that you enjoyed those shows, especially waterfowl hunters out there. Now, I know there's guys that are, you know, headed there now that listen every week. They're headed to the blinds and the pits and so forth for waterfowl this morning. What'd you think of the show 2 weeks ago? The overall impact of what we tried to do and give the whole story behind how waterfowl regulations and seasons are set here in Maryland. I'd like to hear that. I guess we should have asked that question last week, but it was a busy week. We had people calling in from all over the place. So, Miss Sparky's not with me today. She is texting. Long night last night for some reason. She's doing good. So we're just waiting to hear from her. That little beeping in the back is her sending me some messages. So it's all good. cute little message. So here's what's going to happen during the 1920 waterfowl season. The bag limits for mallards will be reduced from 4 birds to 2. Further, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service approved limiting hen mallards to 1 daily within the 2-bird mallard limit. So if you're going to shoot mallards, make sure you pick out the drakes or drake and a hen. For the Atlantic Flyway states north of Chesapeake Bay, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, the limit will decrease from 3 birds to 2. In the Chesapeake Bay region, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the limit will decrease from 2 birds to 1. Fish and Wildlife Service has approved reducing the season length for all states to 30 days. Note that these changes apply only to the Atlantic population zones and not to North Atlantic or resident population Canada's goose zones. Ch- check with your local state wildlife agency for details on that, which would be our aforementioned DNR WHS. The changes reflect declines in populations of mallards and Canada geese in the North Atlantic region. There you have it. What do you think? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We hope to hear from you today on anything you hear about, have heard about, or would like to talk about that's on your plate. That number again is WCBM 680, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Been a busy week. A lot of running, working on the spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. A lot of talking to people. We had a meeting last Sunday of our, what we call our informal board of directors, our, most active guys that do measuring for bucks, bears, and stags. We had a very productive meeting. If you follow the Bucks, Bears, and Stags Facebook page, you'll see that last Sunday in the freezing cold weather and the wind blowing, one of our entrants was being measured in the parking lot of the restaurant where we had our meeting in Centerville. Also measured was a giant buck from Queen Anne's County that scored 196 3/8 inches gross and 189 something net, I believe. A big buck killed by archery tackle. And the story on that I just received this morning at 3 o'clock on the way in here. And that will be in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We also have the article of the story of the new state record sick of deer stag taken with archery tackle. Now, here's what the next issue is all about. Article about how to get into traditional archery. Article about a big buck taken in, I believe, Somerset County with a traditional archery tackle. And the state record sick of deer taken with traditional archery tackle. Not that we're touting that particular thing. If you shoot a compound bow, a crossbow, casting no stones in your direction, just this is how it happened to be. People are coming back to traditional archery the way I started out. Took my first deer. I think it's on the website. I think you'll see it on the website back when I was 16 years old. It's on my website, right?
I'll have to check, but it's just, usual, the old things become new again.
Yeah, exactly. I had a Browning Cobra recurve bow. I got when I was 13 years old for Christmas. And when I was 16, I shot my first deer with it. Wooden arrows, Hilbury points. I mean, it was a pretty impressive looking deal. So that was all good. And traditional archery tackle is making a comeback in a big way. There are a number of manufacturers that have nice takedown bows out there and so forth. I happen to be able to find a few really nice bows. One was a Root, and the other one, I can never remember the name of the other one, but I've got them set up to hunt with, and I still have that Browning Cobra. So that will decorate the wall in our new back room as a special added attraction. So anyway, I'm just yakking here. I'm just yakking and talking. 410 WCBM 680. I know it's January. It's slow time out there. We're giving tickets away, though, to the National Outdoor Show in Cambridge, in South Dorchester today. And we're giving tickets away to the Great American Outdoor Show, which starts next Saturday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So how do we do that, Chris? Do we have anything we can ask a question about for somebody to win tickets? What do you think? Outdoors oriented. Maybe they can guess which letter of the alphabet. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that you knew that. Maybe that there's that possibility that somebody could call and guess what letter you're thinking
of? What letter, yes. Not thinking about it. I just don't know it.
No, have them guess what letter it is that you've got in your head.
Oh, there's a good one. And pick a number between 1 and 3?
Yeah, there you go. Any number between 1 and 3.
I'm serious. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
And then, you know, I'm sure that, you know, all the listeners are very smart, and they'll be able to guess.
Oh, no question. I can even recite the alphabet.
Wow.
Maybe they'll be able to narrow it down that way.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V,
W, X, Z. Oh. That's right. Got it. You got me. I just remember that song that I had to sing in elementary school.
Oh, yeah, we all remember that song.
And the and was always in there.
Yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
Q, R, S,
T, U, V, W, X, Z.
Well, see, musically, it doesn't fit without that and.
I know. But that's just the way it is. You know the first word I learned to spell?
Can you repeat it on the air?
Yeah, of course I can. No, I mean, we did it. I was a kid. We had Dick and Jane. I don't know if you could go back that far.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Remember Dick and Jane? Yeah, see O. Dick and Jane?
Yeah, the first word was O, and then the second word was L. First word I learned to spell?
Which was?
Mickey Mouse Show. Jiminy Cricket. In the encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Now, it was just memory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I knew what the memories, but what the letters meant, but I was relatively sharp. Just that one lacking thing in the alphabet that I don't know. Anyway, all right, we bored the crap out of the audience right now. I think.
Anything new down in Annapolis?
You know what? In Annapolis, there's a lot of intrigue in Annapolis. A lot of intrigue in Annapolis. There are ideas floating around out there that never quite made it to the introduction part.
Mm-hmm.
There are lawmakers holding a few hunting-related laws close to the vest.
How convenient.
There are organizations outside Maryland touting proposals that have failed in the past, and they're going to come back and take another bite.
Okay.
And there are meetings behind closed doors with, you know, with leaders of certain committees and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we have nothing tangible that I can point to and say this is House Bill X or Senate Bill V.
So it's shaping up. Possibly.
It's shaping up to be interesting. Now, our involvement continues with our hunters rally in Annapolis. We call it Blazing Camo Day. Mm-hmm. This will actually be, 15, 16, 17, 18. This will be our fifth annual hunters rally in Annapolis called Blazing Camo Day. It'll be February 7th, and a number of our listeners will be there. We go to the Naval Stadium,
mm-hmm.
and you go in Taylor by Taws, and you park, I think it's the second or third entrance into the parking lot where the airplane is.
Okay.
You catch a shuttle there, and they take you down to the state capitol or the state house,
mm-hmm.
That last exit. You get off there, and then it's a short little half block to the house, the House of Delegates. The meeting is out, the rally's outside the house. We have all our permits in order and so forth. You know, we're the only ones allowed to be there that day. Normally it's at Lawyers Mall, but Lawyers Mall, for some unknown reason, is under construction during session. Who knows? But, you know, who knows going to show up? We usually talk to, quite frankly, almost half the lawmakers come by, at least that many. We hand them our orange hats that say Maryland Hunting Coalition Blazing Camo Day, and our hats, have to be paid for, and they're sponsored this year by Scott Slavin at Slavin Insurance, the Assure Group,
okay,
in Cecil County. It's Tom Slavin of Upper Bay Gun Club and one of our director's brother. So Assure Group is sponsoring our hats, as is Schrader's Hunting over in outside of, I guess they're in Caroline County. Schrader's has been around a long time. They have hunting services, sporting clays, 3D archery range, nice manor to stay at if you like, and, you know, getaway place if you want. So I've known Ken for many years. And so the Schrader's, and they're the sponsors of our hats. So that's nice. And, you know, Coalition's always in need of funds because we depend on voluntary contributions from folks that, you know, folks that believe in what we do. And mm-hmm. what we do is we go to Annapolis and we defend hunting privileges. We stand up for our wild game populations and game management, you know, reasonable game management here. And we are the advocate group for advocacy, however, whatever word you want to use, for hunters in Annapolis. And, you know, we defend everything that we can for hunting, and that's what we do. So along those lines, if somebody would like to help us out, people may have heard about the new Raven crossbow. It came out a couple of years ago, and it is the hot lick, Raven crossbow. We have obtained one. Chesapeake Outdoors has helped us obtain a Raven crossbow.
Okay.
So there's a raffle for the Raven crossbow. It's on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. This is a crossbow that retails for about $1,800-$1,900. So, speaking of crossbows, the gentleman that gave Fran the crossbow to hunt with called last week and would like to have tickets for the National Outdoor, or the Great American Outdoor Show. I'm asking if he could call back, because at this moment I have mishandled, unfortunately, the piece of paper that you wrote that down on last week. Now I'll find it.
Yeah.
But I'd like those tickets to go out no later than Monday for everybody going to the show. So we did find vets to take some tickets. We're talking to those folks. We had three winners of the Great American Outdoor Show tickets last week. We had two winners of the National Outdoor Show coming up in Cambridge. So there you go. We'll take this call, and then we'll go to a commercial break. We have a new sponsor this week, Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Was with us last year. With us again, he'll be Bay Country Crabbing Supply will be at the Kent Island 9th Annual Fishing Flea Market at the Kent Island American Legion Post today. Kent Island American Legion Post 278, that's at 800 Roman Coke Road. And we'll tell you more about Bay Country in just a minute, but they're setting up probably as we speak. What does Karen in Lockraven want to talk about? Must be interesting. First word being urban. Sanctuary. Well, let's see what she has to say. Good morning, Karen.
Hello. Am I on?
You are on right now.
This doesn't have anything to do with hunting, but I live in an apartment complex around Lockraven, and they have a big pond in the, up on the hill where there's a lot of where geese and ducks live, and I don't know whether they fly south for the winter or not. Sometimes I hear them overhead flying around, but it's considered an urban sanctuary in this little area around Lockraven and Belvedere. Up there where the pond is and the woods. So not everything is hunting, you know. I just want to say that. I'll get off the phone.
No, you're fine. I mean, your point is that there are places that should be preserved, like this pond, which is probably...
Yeah, it's a big pond. with a pier sticking out a little ways, and there's fish in it, and geese and ducks. I guess they're. I haven't been up there lately, but I know they're up there roosting and stuff, sitting on the water, like ducks do and stuff. And not everything is hunting and stuff.
No, of course not.
It's just a nice little sanctuary for the big birds and stuff.
Sure. Well, thanks for the call, Karen. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Well, nice for Karen to weigh in. It's true. Not everything has to be hunted. No question about it. Now, I did go Tuesday. That's one hunting adventure I did have this week. I went to Frederick County, where my adopted daughter Laura and I hunt. And we saw one deer. It was a very cold day. And we sat there and watched birds. We watched a lot of bluebirds and cardinals, and had a pileated woodpecker nearby. We had a flicker. We had a nice big male flicker, you know, the ones with the mustache and the red on their heads and back of their heads. And the bluebirds were just extremely entertaining. Well, look here. Here's Robin. Good morning, Robin. How you doing, girl?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I thought you might need help when you're starting to sing Jiminy Cricket.
E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
I get it.
I'm Annette. Yep.
Okay, I get it.
So what's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing? Just called in to say hi?
Like I said.
Yeah, well.
I thought you might need some help.
You're right about that. Yeah, you're right. I always need help. So, well, good, good. So, a little windy down there in the shore yesterday, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. We got rain, and then we got cold, and then we got wind, and then we got rain, and then we got, yeah, so. Well, good. Appreciate you calling in. Going back to
no
bed?
Problem.
Going back to
not
bed?
Yet.
Huh?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Not yet.
All right. We'll get some rest.
No, that's it. You can talk to me for a minute.
Talk to you for a minute. All right. Well, we're going fishing this year, right?
We're going fishing this year. Big time.
Big time. Everything is.
I want to start with perch all the way up to marlin. So.
Well, we got a marlin date ready to go in August. I think it's the 5th.
Correct.
So we'll see how that works out, and we tried last year and got blown out, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
That's right.
We'll
start with perch. I'll be happy.
Perch is right now. Perch is right now. So we got to get our stuff and get out there. What do you think?
I think I'm ready.
All right, good. Well, maybe we'll go today. Why don't you go out and scoop up some? Grass shrimp? And you know, if you want to catch some bull minis while you're at it, we'll go for perch today. What do you think?
I plead the 5th.
Well, guess who just walked in?
I know.
How do you know? And I didn't know. Who you got?
I know. Oh, I told you I wanted to go with you this morning.
Well, you didn't tell me why, though. You're just going to surprise me. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning.
Hey, Diane. How you doing? How you guys doing? What a nice surprise. Thank you.
Coming in to bail you out.
Bail me out. All right.
Hey, I told you you needed help. What did I do?
You told me I needed help, but you didn't give me any clue what was going on. So that's okay. All right.
I wasn't supposed to.
You weren't.
No.
Well, thanks for that. All right.
I do what I'm told to do.
Have a seat, guys and gals. We're going to go to commercial break here in a minute, and we'll get Chuck and Diane set up, and we can get on the air and go from there. How's that sound? Hello?
I'm still listening.
Oh, I was talking to you.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Sparky.
I'll hold on through the commercial break.
You'll hold on through the commercial break. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fine. That will be fine. Let's see. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and Bay Fishing Tackle, too. And I want to tell you, what a selection. Bay Country Crab and Supplies, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. You can see Bay Country Crabbing Supply today and tomorrow at Kent Island's ninth annual fishing flea market. That's at the Kent Island American Legion Post on Roman Coke Road. Mark your calendars for April 13th, the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give Bay Country Crabbing Supply a call, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring in your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Our friends at, man, Chesapeake Outdoors, they're picking waterfowl today. Yep, they are continuing to pick waterfowl on Saturdays through the end of the season. And I've got a couple Saturdays left, and then it'll be all over again. But they've got everything you need for closing out the waterfowl season. If you need some steel shot or decoys or any kind of gear, waterfowl calls, they've got it all. They got the Remington and firearms and ammunition, Thompson Center CVA muzzleloaders, Matthews compound bows. They've got the Raven crossbows, as I mentioned, and plus Excalibur 10-point Barnett Mission and Carbon Express and all the arrows and so forth. Banded and Scentlock apparel, Rambo bikes. You name it, they have it. Yeti coolers, bags and tumblers, Costa sunglasses, and Bubba Blade knives. And guess what? A full line of fishing tackle coming in, and we'll tell you more about that in the next break. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. I better give the address, huh? Why not do that? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. Check out the sale, too, on the tree stands and some other stuff, too.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket. Good Monday, February 4th through Thursday, February 7th gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then bounce back on Sunday, February 10th for free. Bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2019 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns.
God and guns. That's what this country was founded on. You agree with that?
Yep.
Me too. God, guns, and guts.
All right. Well, I got guns at home, and I got a big gut.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Good morning, Robin.
I'm back.
I hear you. You're back. Yeah, I hear you're back.
I can tell the difference when you put me on hold.
You could. You could hear. You still hear this? What was going on, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you could, the commercials and all that.
Yeah, I heard your commercials, and I'm really sorry about last night.
Oh.
Did you explain to everybody?
No, I did not. I did not explain to everybody. No, we had a... We had a late evening visit to the ER. Everything's fine on our household. We had a little mishap with our daughter, and everything's fine. It's all good, but it did require a couple stitches and a trip to the emergency room. So, at 1 o'clock this morning, we left the emergency room and went home and got up at 2:30 and drove in here. So, yeah, Robin and I are lacking a little bit of sleep. So.
Well, you at least you slept in the waiting room, where I would have felt totally horrible.
Oh, I did sleep in the waiting room. Yes, I had the chairs in there so comfortable. I just, you know, couldn't help myself. Yeah.
So. But I feel bad I fell asleep this morning when you left. Sorry.
No, I don't feel bad at all. you quite frankly needed it, so. All right,
but you
girl.
Were super for being there with my daughter, so I appreciate that.
Well, family first. What do we say?
Makes you an awesome husband. Now go ahead and talk to them. Sorry.
Goodbye, awesome wife.
She wants to listen, so she can stay on the line.
She can hear everything.
I know.
No, you've got Alexa, right? Huh?
I'm staying on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to stay on the phone.
Tell everybody what I just brought you.
I will tell everybody what you just bought me. Maybe nobody's heard of Pat Kraft, but maybe many have. I don't know. But I know if they haven't heard, they've at least seen this print somewhere. Pat Kraft.
She's a family friend.
Family friend. Lives in Woodbine, Maryland. And she's known for her art. Now, you've said you've got one from, what, Memorial Stadium?
She gave me one of Memorial Stadium way back.
And this is a farm scene with geese in the forefront and geese coming in for landing. It looks like they're coming in nice little bunches there. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It was the olden days when there was more geese.
Yeah, there's 12 there. That's 6 limits, 7, 8, 9, 10 limits right there on the on the print. And that was generously donated out of your collection,
right?
And we're going to auction that at the Maryland Hunting Coalition dinner benefit. That's March 23rd in Westminster. That information is also on the website. And we're going to split the profits with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. So there you go. I talked to somebody the other day, and you will meet her at the Hunters Rally.
Okay.
And her name is Beth Hill. She's Executive Secretary, Executive Director of the Maryland Forest Association, controls a ton of property on the Eastern Shore, and her family is in the sawmill business, and she's no longer with the sawmill, but she's with MFA, I believe is what it's called, and she just got into hunting this year, killed a nice sika deer, a big old gnarly stag. So Beth and I were talking, and I brought up PCBA. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Okay.
So we may be organizing a hunt in Maryland. We'll see if we can work it out with anybody on the Eastern Shore.
That'd be great.
You know, there's all kinds of that kind of stuff on throughout Maryland, and hopefully we could figure out. Typically, when you go on a hunt, now you go to Wyoming for antelope for a couple times, and you go to Ohio, you go to Indiana, you go other places for whitetails.
Right.
How many hunters actually participate? I know you usually get an organization of guides and so forth that get together, and there's people that donate their time and feed you, and you know,
each hunt has the different amount of hunters that go there. There's no set number that go to each hunt.
I see.
Because like the one hunt that we're trying to get going again in Kentucky, but the last couple of years, they had problem with blue tongue.
Yeah.
So a guy was trying to get his herd back before he did it.
Yeah.
But I think he'll take one or two, and you know, like that. But like the one that was in Ohio that I was at, I'd say 8. I don't remember exactly.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
So Indiana.
I mean, we're not talking an overwhelming crowd, like, you know, of people. I mean, you got support. You got supporters.
Right.
You know, so you got your.
Well, you figure for every hunter, there's got to be a guide.
Right.
So, and then for every group, there's hopefully some kitchen help, if depending
sure.
on where the meals are and everything,
sure.
and places that they can stay, whether
yeah.
it be in a motel. Or
well, you know, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge has sponsored a couple of mentored hunts this right. past year, a turkey hunt in the spring, in conjunction with the National Wild Turkey Federation, some other folks. And then I think it was U.S. Sportsman's Alliance, or no, it wasn't them. I can't remember who it was. But they had a mentored deer hunt down there, and there was one disabled hunter. But this is for, you know, first-time hunters and,
right.
and people that have never had the hunting experience.
Got to get her out.
I've seen her in camo. I don't know that I've ever seen her.
Yeah, but that's when she was sleeping in Wyoming.
Oh.
And when she was asleep in the blind.
I see. That's what that was. All right. But, Diane, you're not opposed to hunting. I mean,
she eats the venison just like I do.
Yep. I wish I could get Sparky into that. Hi, Spark.
I'm still here.
You're very, okay. very quiet.
Yeah.
You must be hunting wabbits today.
I'm hunting wabbits. I'm counting sheep is what I'm doing.
Counting sheep. Okay. Well, they're pretty tasty, too. So, but, you know, no promises, but it's
right.
potential there. So.
Well, we're here. I'm here for another reason.
What are you here for?
Okay. To give you another award.
For what?
From the PCBA.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
Yeah, I was ambushed. I was ambushed last year at the benefit.
Right.
Chuck and.
Right. That was for the Ellis Outdoors LLC.
Yep.
Right. You were the company of the year.
Right.
This time we're giving you the. This reads: Congratulations, the Outdoorsman Radio Show hosted by Alan Ellis. The PCBA Public Relations Award for 2018.
Wow.
So you can hang that.
These will go to a place of honor in our new room, won't they?
You know what? I said that when you said something about the room on the way down.
Yep.
I said to Diane,
yep.
I have something else for the wall.
Yep, something else for the wall. Well, I've gotten a couple of these, you know,
right.
recognition plaques,
right. Right.
but never anything to this extent.
Right.
So I really appreciate that. Look at that. Hey, Chris,
yeah.
look at that, buddy.
Yeah.
You share part of
right.
this, man.
You share for it.
You share part of this.
All I do is just press the buttons. But thanks.
You keep him in line. You keep the show rolling.
Yes.
You keep him awake when he falls asleep.
That's
it's
true.
All about time management.
That's exactly. I keep him in line with time management.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Wow. Public Relations Award. That's pretty yeah. impressive.
Right.
That is pretty impressive.
You're following me because I think it was either last year or the year before I got that same award.
You got the same award publicly because of your appearances throughout
the
country?
Well, just the way I've been trying to get shows to go to and stuff like that.
I was talking about going hunting when you guys came in with
right.
Laura
right.
and watching the birds and, you know, videotaping the bluebirds and things like that. On Wednesday, I had a meeting with Beth. On Thursday, I had a meeting with the owner and promoter of the Ocean City Hunting and Fishing Expo.
Okay.
Coming up September 6, 7, 8 in Ocean City. At
the first weekend of deer season.
Yep, first weekend of deer season. But Ocean City is going to have a big emphasis on fishing.
Right.
We're going to be working on the hunting side of it with those mm-hmm. guys. And there are two partners, one here in the U.S. and one in Canada. And they have their stuff together. They really do. I think you can find it Ocean City Sportsman's Expo right. or something like that.
I'm going to see what days of the week. Yeah,
it's Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, because Labor Day starts on the 2nd this year. So
right. So the first Friday after Labor Day will be, I believe, the 6th.
Right.
So Robin and I will be in Alaska.
Oh, that's when you're going?
Well, that's when we're coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going August 23rd through the 6th, I believe. We'll just be getting back. I don't know if we're flying back on the 6th or, you know, that's a TDB, right, Robin?
Yep.
Yep. So, you know, we're not sure what day we'll get right. back, but Bucks, Bears, and Stags will be there.
Right.
And you know, we have another enterprise that we're working on right now. We've got some designers online with a thing that we're doing for apparel line and so forth. T-shirts, hats, hoodies, stickers, and all of the above.
Right.
So, we'll be filling that out, flushing that out here this spring and, going into production on that. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to.
It's going to be a busy summer.
It's going to be a busy summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. So.
Well, honey, I'm going to let you go.
All right, baby. Appreciate that. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for ambushing me. Thanks for being a part of this. I greatly appreciate that. You were part of the award at the benefit last year, so.
Well, you've won this one now, and last night you won Husband of the Month, so you're doing really good.
That's been a good week for me. All right. I'll see you when I get home.
Chef Diane, I'll see you soon.
All right. We'll see you around.
Guys. All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, last Saturday I was at the Accessibility to the Outdoors event up in
Hamburg,
the Cabela's store.
Right.
And I gave out another award to the United Bowhunters of Pennsylvania Disabled Hunters Program.
Wow, that's mouthful.
Yeah. Well, up there they just go by Disabled Hunters
right.
Program.
Right.
But that's they're a great bunch of guys, and they're faithful supporters of the PCBA. They've been sponsor for quite a few years, so I gave them the award for the sponsor of the year.
You get the award from the Maryland Hunting Coalition for most photo bombs with the governor picture.
Well, you can't.
Every time you take a picture of somebody with a governor, there's Chuck in the background.
And they can't miss me because I got the beard.
That's right. That was pretty good.
It's a good thing I'm not a bad guy in the background.
That's right. Yeah. Well, at least you're a friend and not a foe.
Right.
So that's pretty good. So, folks, I mean, you know, look, welcome to join the conversation if you like. This is actually quite an honor for me to get this award from the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America, a national group dedicated to taking folks with physical challenges bow hunting and hunting. And we've had some of those folks call in from time to time from the hunt. Fran, I know, is a part of that.
Yep.
And we've got to get Fran out again.
In Maryland, yep.
Yeah, she's got her crossbow, so we've got to get her out. And, you know, it just... Once it slows down a little bit for Alan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's hopefully coming soon. So, but right now, we got to finish out our hour. I've got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, look, they firmed up their dates for their spring sales. Going to start their 10-day sales. Going to start on March 8th this year, which is a Friday. But between now and then, when the weather was nice and mild the other day, I was in there talking to Bill and Clyde and Mike and the rest of the folks. They've been doing some pretty good fishing numbers as far as people coming in and getting bait and so forth for perch and pickerel and, you know, going out for crappie and everything else. And they do have that fishing hotline up and running. That's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week. So what I like to tell people is the easy way to remember the fishing hotline to call and see where they're biting at Clyde's is 24/7 fish. And that's the number, 247 fish, 247-3474. So I scoured the shelves while I was in there the other day. No, I didn't do any cleaning for them, but I was looking for stuff for perch fishing and that type of thing. So we've got all that going on. Where's Clyde's located? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not give them a call? 410-242-6108. By the way, I looked at the new Hawk, H-A-W-K-E, optics. New line that Clyde's has picked up. They've had it for a couple of years. What an improvement in a resource as Hawk Optics. So check that out if you're looking for a new scope. I saw they had a 56-millimeter scope in there the other day, which is pretty doggone nice. Clyde's, 242-6108.
Arctic blast moving down into the country eventually comes to Baltimore for late January, mid part of next week. We're talking lows down into the teens here. We do make 40 today and 50 tomorrow, so not a bad weekend at all here. This afternoon, partly cloudy 40, low tonight 30. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time for the National Outdoor Show. Coming up February 22nd and 23rd at the South Dorchester School, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. Just $8 for adults and $4 for kids to get in. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A weekend of shopping. You can eat seafood and muskrat. See contests like the Muskrat Skinning Championship of the World. Remember, visit the National Outdoor Show February 22nd, 23rd in Dorchester County, nationaloutdoorshow.org. Hey, Chesapeake Outdoors, you know, I tell you just about every week about all the stuff they have, and I can't help it. But they do have some tree stands and some other stuff on special. They are picking waterfowl today on Saturdays. It's just been that slow during the week for the waterfowl hunting, you know, and everybody's talking about it. The birds aren't there in the numbers. Now, there's a few birds showed up this past week with that cold weather, but, you know, guys are still out hunting, still shooting some geese. And so if you need them picked, your geese and your ducks, you need them breasted out, you need them picked for the oven or, you know, whatever you want, they'll take care of it for you. Now, they've got the Rambo bikes. Now, you're not going to take a Rambo bike waterfowl hunting particularly, but, you know, you might take some banded camo, you might take your hip boots, your waders. They've got all that. They've got the decoys and the steel shot and the gear and the camo and the waterfowl calls, Yeti coolers, bags and tumblers, the Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, muzzle loaders by CVA and Thompson Center, and all the crossbows from all the brands, including Raven, and their big one in the compound bows is Matthews. What a great bow. Chesapeake Outdoors, located Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road exit right off of Route 50, exit 39B. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Okay, crabbers, it's Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle, too. I said Chesapeake Bay Fishing Tackle. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear and growing by leaps and bounds. Lots of tackle. See Bay Country Crab and Supply today and tomorrow at the Ken Island 9th Annual Fishing Flea Market. That's Ken Island, American Legion Post 278, 800 Roman Coke Road. And mark your calendars, too. April 13th is the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call who? Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, take your license in there for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
The Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd through the 10th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 2nd through the 10th in Harrisburg.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Are we out? We out of time. All right, well, hey, Chuck Diane Spore, thanks. Thanks, Robin, for checking in. Get out. Huh? Oh, yeah, I know. But what am I supposed to say? Get out, stay awake. Something like that.
Stay safe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that on my drive home. All right, folks. See you next hour.